The fire appears to have originated in the attic of the building and caused significant damage to that portion of the structure. The signs at this stage indicate that the fire began with an electrical problem.
Ashley Carr with the Fire Marshal's Office in Tallahassee says for now the investigation's time frame is fairly open-ended.
You know, it really depends on where our leads take us. We do have a couple of interviews to work through and to process, evidence to process that may require testing at the laboratory. So once those results become available, we'll have a clearer picture as to whether or not there were any accelerants on site and if it appears to be arson. And then, you know, the story leads us from there.
Nobody was hurt in the blaze, to which 5 engine companies responded and were able to bring it under control in about a half hour. Washburn Director Chuck Porter says that the service area was a total loss. Most services offered by the center, such as bag lunch and mail delivery, are now suspended.
Many people don't realize that the homeless do not have a physical address, generally speaking, if they're living in a campsite, for their mail to be delivered. So they use our address, 31 Murphy Lane, to get their mail.
Untouched by the fire were buildings that house shower and laundry facilities and the center's clothing distribution program. Those services are being suspended as well. Meanwhile, the wheels already are in motion to rebuild the facility, which is a Catholic ministry of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
In the process of determining what the next step is, met with our contractors, meet with our insurance folks, and hopefully we'll have some temporary arrangements in place so we can proceed with services next week. It's getting to be a cold time of the year and a holiday time of the year, and we want to get the services reestablished as quickly as possible.
The Washburn Center serves an average of 135 clients a day and more than 200 on some occasions. For now, Porter says they're being referred to other shelters around the Pensacola area, which are part of the Escarosa Coalition for the Homeless. That includes the new Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street.
They're trying to pick up the slack for what we can do. And circumstantially, the Waterfront Mission just opened up a laundry facility Monday of this week that they've been working on for some time. So maybe that'll fill the gap for us.
Chuck Porter says when a facility like Alfred Washburn cannot serve the homeless, both they and the entire community are affected.
The homeless are a part of not only this community, but communities throughout the world, throughout the United States. And they are part of our community. And we need to realize that when a service like this is interrupted, it has a rippling effect throughout the community.
As Porter mentioned, the Washburn Center carries fire insurance. But the question is, will it be enough to rebuild 100%?
And I'm not sure what the cost to rebuild is going to be. Do I have enough insurance to rebuild? I'm not real sure.
Since Monday night's blaze, Porter has heard from the Pensacola Tallahassee Catholic Diocese, as well as a number of other churches, organizations, and individuals.
We're non-denominational. Anybody and everybody that needs our services are welcome here. And we've heard from many churches throughout the community reaching out to us, which is a heartfelt, warm feeling and most appreciative to the people that are listening that are reaching out to us.
Anyone who would like to make a donation to the Alfred Washburn Center can do so at the organization's website, alfredwashburn.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.